Kuf Yates, we're up to Sivav. We've learned two parts of Kuf Yates. Sif Aleph and Beis, the question of what needs a double or single simin, and from Gimel through here, what constitutes a simin. Sivav, I guess, a continuation of that, but really, we're up to Shar and Yonim that are related to this, which is the style of every simin in Shulchan Aruch. We go through the main rules, and then the Agav rules. Sivav, Kufshil Chesivav, what did I say? Kufshil Chesivav, and we had said earlier in Sifhei that Nikor is a good simon, that if you get meat and you're a menaker it in the style that from Yidna menaker, that's a good simon. What about Shchita? So I think we all understand that Shchita is not that much of a simon. The Chabad says, Shachar ayidei evi kechavim. Shalach ayidei evi kechavim. Behema ayayv shchutim. If somebody sent in the hands of a guy a shechted bird, b'loy chaysim, so you want to rely on the Shechita. You look at the Shechita, and the Shechita looks good. Asurim. She'ein simin Shechita, simin l'smechalav. Because Shechita is not an adequate simin on which a person would rely. Now, I think logically we could understand it. Not very hard for a guy to do Shechita. All he has to do is take a knife and cut. He's got to cut in the right place, which is something of a challenge if you never learn Hilchos Shechita, but nevertheless, it's not that much of a challenge. So this simon is not this sif is not so much of a chiddush to most of us. The problem is that in the very beginning of Yeridaya, in Simon Aleph, Sif Dalid, it says that somebody who lost his animal or bird and later found them shchutim, found them shechted, the leg in the street, they're shechted. So the Gemara says that, at least in a Jewish neighborhood, you can rely, roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchen hein. That's the expression. Roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchen hein. That you assume that the person who was there is a mumcha. The person who was shechted, you don't know who shechted it. Roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchen hein, and the bird or the animal is considered kosher. So the question is, if you find it laying in the street, and Rav Mitzri, that's a Shchita Mumchen Hein, it's good b'di'evet. You assume if it was shechted properly. So why here should it be any different? Why don't we assume? As I mentioned to you numerous times, that the Ramah paskins that Boshna Sarim is mutter. In the Mechaber, okay, it's a good kasha, in the Mechaber himself. So over there, in Sif Aleph there, the Mechaba addresses it. And if you go back to Shach Aleph here, if you just turn back for a minute, he brings that in the beginning of the wide lines after the narrow lines, that he says, Hacha demay yishlechem afke b'yerev kechavim. One second. In the first white lines, Miut Sarachian, he says that in a place where rive meat is kosher, that in the beginning of narrow lines, Harav Kosher Himself is Simin Shemayi Be'achav Basa Makim Shereva Barachim Yisraelim Kosher. That if it's rive, it's anyway kosher. Look like Dosal Mary Abin It's Supposed to Be Yerev Kechavim. He's playing like the Ramah. Sorry. Mechaber. Sorry, they explained the Ramah. But the Shal Bas Hassam and I am according to the Mechaber. It's a good question. The Gemara asks, how do you ever have a case of called the Parish Merubah Parish? If you find meat in the street, and right butcher shops are kosher, and mirav atrei, if you find basar in the street, it's mutter. So Gemara asks, if you hold like Rav, Boshan Samanai, how's it mutter? So the Gemara answers that from the distance you saw someone drop it, and you ran over and picked it up. Now you don't know who dropped it, but it was never Boshan in the Salman Ayin because somebody had it and the person dropped it. If you could assume the person that had it is kosher, that here it's kosher as well. So I guess that would be, I guess, the short answer. That Boshan has to be taken care of that way. So here, while he gave it to the guy, and the guy brought it to him, it was never in the Solomon Ayin, that was Shechayshu, something else, just the Cheshash of the guy. In Sif Aleph, by the Gdi of a Tarnagailov that got lost, I assume it has to be something similar, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it, it just says that it's Mutter, it wasn't Basan Solomon Ayin, I guess it would have to be similar to the Gemara's Teretz. Yeah.
Do you recognize
that
the Gemara
it's not. Your mask is excellent. Over there, he lost it live, and over here, he lost it. He lost it dead. That's the difference. But what should be the difference? In Sivvav, he sent shechted meat. Here in Sivvav, he sent already shechted meat, and it arrives, so he forgot to make a simen. He wants the shechita should be a simen. So we say that's not a good simen, a guy could do it too. So the question is, when you find a gedi or a tle in the street, and it's shechted, you say rive mitziyat shechita mumchin hein. Why don't you say the same thing? A guy could easily shecht it. What? Right. So here you know the guy had it. You knew it started off shechted. There, you don't know the guy had it, and it started off alive. And I'm not sure, you know, each one has a mile and a chasarin, but there shouldn't be, though, a logical answer. The Shach and Chav Hei brings those who is, yeah? Over there, it's called a parish. You found it in the street, so called a parish. Here, it's Kavua, you know. Okay, that sounds like a good answer. Although, if he was machlefit, then it's also called a parish. Now, this piece is kavua, but this piece we know is kasha. If he was machlefit, then vaited, maybe. But the answer that the Shas says at the end is, over here, the guy has an incentive to shecht it. If he wants to switch it, well, chayshish, the guy will switch it for an inferior animal, a skinnier animal or something. See, here, the guy has an incentive to shecht it. You gave him shchuta, he has to deliver shchuta. So with chayshish, the guy's going to cut the neck and deliver it. Over there, a man lost his chicken. He lost his gedi. And now he finds it in the street, shechted. If a guy found it, why would the guy shecht it? The guy doesn't have to deliver it anywhere. The guy takes it for himself, and then he just lost it. So if he just lost it, so why would the guy shecht it for himself? Over here, he has an incentive to shecht it, because he tried to fool people. Over there, a man lost his gedi, lost his tarnagol, then he finds it, shecht it. So there, why would anybody shecht it? No one's doing it to fool anyone. If the guy wanted to eat it himself, he wouldn't shecht it. He'd do it, whatever goyim do. I don't know what they do to animals. So that's the Shach's answer. Now, it's interesting. I had a difficulty there, as an aside. You notice the Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding tefillin. Is Rashi tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So it's a fascinating Mordechai in Menachis. The Mordechai says that once by Kivroi Shel Yecheskel in Eretz Yisrael, he writes a letter he got from Eretz Yisrael, that by Kivroi Shel Yecheskel the Matseva toppled over, and they found when they buried Yecheskel, they buried with him Shemus. One of the Shemus, they found tefillin. And the tefillin that they found buried there were like Rashi. They were Rashi tefillin. So the writer letter wrote, so now we have borer from the days of Yecheskel that Rashi's right and Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Because you see, at the time of Yecheskel, they had Rashi tefillin. So the famous pushback that the Prisha brings, he said, why did they put it in Geniza? They put it in Geniza because the guy messed up and he did Rashi tefillin. So right, Rabbeinu Tam is right. Otherwise, why were they going as the tefillin? So that's the chap of the Prisha. So he says, okay, let's call it even. You know, I think it's a right the other way. Okay, but we'll call it even. You know, maybe you had a different psul, maybe you had this psul. Let's not bring any ra here from there. That's what he says. So I'm just thinking, in the case where a man lost his bird or his gedi, and then he finds it there mushlach in the street, so we say roi shechted in the street. So why do you say roi mitzuyeh shechit mumachet? Why did the guy throw it away? Why did he throw it in the street? No? He left it in the street. He probably messed up the shechit. It's a rai roi mitzuyeh. Bright meat that you find lost in the street. I mean, it's not a dollar bill that a person loses. It's a chicken or a gedi. So maybe it's your rayah, your rayah for carrot. So I don't know the answer. But there it says, you can assume the shechita was good.
Not like
a slot
thing.
Maybe throw it.
Before, have
it wasn't a piece because they saw the base of shechita. Right, so it was shechted, so it had to be a significant part of the animal. So it's not a ma'ase shehayah, it's saying a rule. If you find it in the street, you do your mushlachim. Okay, so I don't know. It's interesting, there's interesting bach on that tumul when they found it filmed by Kivrash Yecheskel that there was put in Geniza. If you have Rabbeinu Tam Shal Rosh, you can easily switch it to Rashi. If you ever get stuck someplace, and all you have is Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, or you have to have Gittin, you have to be able to sew together, but you open it up. The only difference in the Shal Rosh between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you have four parashiyos, Kadesh, Vayakaviyacha, Shema, Vayan, Shemaya. They're all Tefillin, they're written in that order, exactly in that order. But they're placed into the bias, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the two Vahoyas are in the middle. So it's Kadesh, Vahoya Kiviyacha. Now Rashi has Shema, Vayim Shemaya. Rabbeinu Tam switches it around. Vayim Shemaya is next to Vahoya Kiviyacha, and Shema is on the outside. So all you got to do to switch Rabbeinu Tam tefillin to Rashi tefillin by Yeshua Rosh is switch the Shema, the Vayim Shemaya, into the other batim. You have to know how to re-sew it in order to do it. You can't sew it with string, you have to sew it with Gidin. And then you could switch it back. Now the Shel Yad, you can't do that. Because in the Shel Yad, it's one piece. It's written, Shema, Vayim Shemaya, rather Kadesh, Vayim Kiviyacha, in that order, that side by side, not top and down. Kadesh, Vayim Kiviyacha, Rashi, Shema, and then Vayim Shemaya. Rabbeinu Tam, they write it in that order. They write Shema before Vayim Shemaya, but on the klaf, they write Kadesh Yekaviyacha, they leave a space, they write Shema, and then they go back and write Vayim Shemaya, so the two Havayas are in the middle, two Vahayas are in the middle. So the Bach says, well, if it was Rashi Tfilin, could be they were Gaidiz, if it was Shel Yad, could be they were Gaidiz it. If it was Shel Rosh, then if they were Gaidiz it, they must have been Gaidiz it for a different reason. And then it's a raya that Rashi was right, because they weren't going to say because Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, because that they could switch. So then it would be a raya. It doesn't seem the Bach knew what they found, but since you're chapping the Mordechai with a chap, like why were they going to say it? He says the Mordechai must have known it was a Shel Rosh, and Memela, the raya maybe is a raya. Okay. But. So there's a significant dispute about that. In Pathways of the Prophets, in the Imponderables, there's a piece on it. The Chassidim say, I don't mean Chassidim, I mean the Bali Kabbalah in general, say that, oh, it's an old Machlaikis. How did it start? Because one of them is Ikar Adin, and one is a Hiddur. So Memela, over the generations, they forgot. Rabbeinu Tam said, this one's Iker Adin, the other one's a Hidr. And Rashi held one's Iker Adin, the other's a Hidr. That's what the Balei Kabbalah say. Well, it's Shver, because it's not found anywhere. Before Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, we had Mishnayis and Brisis and Masechtas Tefillin. It's not brought anywhere such a musig, but Kabbalistic things are generally not found in Nigla, so it could well be. So the Michtam Elio, he writes, no, everyone did like Rashi. He has a piece on Koichai Shel Halacha. He says, Koichai Shel Halacha is a God L'Adar could come and say everyone's doing it wrong. This isn't the right way. It's supposed to be the other way. It's this way since Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, no, it's not this way since Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone came around and switched it. And he claims, it's very hard to understand, that someone came along and sought to switch the entire Minhag HaOlam to a different tefillin. So I don't know. But definitely, the Mardechai does not assume that in time of Yecheskel they had both tefillin. Because the Mardechai brings the Raya, and the Prisha talks about it, the Bach talks about it. So at any rate, that's just the Ha'ara, is why a thrown away Nevela, a thrown away Shchuta, we say, the fact that it's dumped somewhere would seem to prove... Fakarit would seem to prove the other way.
So I don't know. The Gemara says
that the Man Yama says Mesim Shechi has a marshal. So it's what's his name. He got up and he said, no, it's not a marshal. I'm a grandchild of one of the Mesim Shechi Cheskel, and these are the tefillin that I have Yerusha from them. It does say Rashi Ben Tam either. It doesn't say Rishon Rishus. Yeah, but okay. At any rate, this is the din. I can't read my own handwriting anymore. The Chachma Sadam brings a shaila about. Back in those days, eons ago, like when my father was a child, where they sent you out to the backyard, they said, take a bird to the Sheikhit. So the Chachma Sadam, who lived in that type of situation, talks about whether you can send your maid, your Goyish maid, in the house, give it a chicken, say, take it to the Sheikhit. And whether you can rely on such a thing. There's a certain mirtis that later you'll tell the Sheikhit, you know, did Martha come with the bird? Did she come? So there is a certain mirtis. So it's interesting, the Chachma Sadeh says he could be makel, b'tnai that you don't give money to her to pay the Sheikhit. If you give her, you say, here's the Sheikhit, here's $10, pay the Sheikhit, no Sheikhit. If you give her a few dollars, so the Yetzahara of pocketing the money and Sheikhting herself is just too great. So you'll catch her. That's human nature, is that you steal the $10 and you worry about being caught later. So he says, if you don't send money with her, and he says if it's not very far that she'd be lazy to go, then you could rely on a mishareses guy in order to bring the bird, which I guess Bisman Azeh is not much of a lamaisa for us, because we get all our birds like a shachtin, we wouldn't know a chicken if we found one. But but once upon a time, it was very negeah. Okay, let's see Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is another kula, which may be a help for at least one of the shaylis that we talked about. Im shaylayach ayidei ovei kechavim b'loi chaysim. If you send something with a guy without a chasima, that's the problem. Sometimes restaurants or pizza stores, they send things with a guy, let's say, b'loi chasim. Im oisei makim ma'avir l'rabim mutter. This comes from a Gemara. If the guy is traveling down the pizza store on Avenue M, he's driving down Avenue M from from East 19th Street to East 29th Street. He's going down to make a delivery. Or he's going down East 19th Street. He's going in an area which is populated. Obviously, this means in a time of the day when it's populated. Mutter. without a siman, it's mutter, at least b'di'evet. Shu yare shema yirenu echad me'ha'ivrim v'yitfais alav kiganiv. If he's going to go, he's got this big, he got a Mexican, he's on a bicycle, and he's biking down to deliver a pizza. On the way, he's going to stop in a Trefa pizza store, and you're afraid that he's going to pull out this pizza and put in a different pizza. So he says, someone's going to see him. He said, what are you doing? This was Gaganim. Why are you switching pizzas? He says, not L'chatchila. But, at least B'di'eved, we have a heter in a case where you're sending with a person and the person is going to be caught if he switches. And obviously, this doesn't work in a car. If a person's in a car, it doesn't work, because in a car there's a certain amount of privacy. You can switch things, do things. You drive, a guy's driving a car, he's got pizzas in the back, and he stops, pulls over by a Trefa pizza store and brings in Trefa pizza into the car. No one thinks twice. A guy taking Trefa pizza into the car. Now, if it says on the side, Jerusalem 2 pizza, and he goes into a Trefa store and walks out with boxes, then I think there's a mirtis. Somebody's going to call and say what's going on. But that would be good. But otherwise, a car is no good. But a bicycle, you have a Mexican on a bicycle delivering pizza. It would seem that this is at least a tziruf. We spoke last time about we spoke all the time about the fact that it might need to simanim. It's a shalva deraisa. Now, why was simech on one simen? So, all right, we do put tape on it, which is one simen, and then this kula is sort of an added kula for a person to rely on. That is a certain mirtis when he's going through a Yiddish neighbor.
Doesn't the last sentence
of
just extra?
So, at the end he's saying it's not l'chatchila. You might think this is even l'chatchila. So he's coming to tell you that it's not l'chatchila. Okay, so this is... Yeah, we said earlier that a frayid is more chashud because he thinks you say mechanim even more than a guy is chashud. And so this is the a nice additional kula. What's even nicer, if I can use the word, is the very beginning of Taz Yod Aleph. Mechabit says not to rely on L'chad Chila. The beginning of Taz Yod Aleph says, V'teres Chatos, which is the Ramah, Klal Lamid Beis Kasav, the Noyegin L'shloyach, Ay David Kechavim. The meaning is to be make a L'chad Chila, to send through a guy, B'bokim Ma'avar L'rabim, as long as he goes through a public street. Vishchunas Yisrael, on the condition it's a Jewish neighborhood. Veinoy de kachavim mitzuyin sham akan l'shaynay. When he says goyim not mitzuyin sham, he means that yid not mitzuyin sham. The maybe adi shusha Yisrael. People know if a Mexican is driving a bike delivering a pizza in that neighborhood, they'll assume that it's delivering it to a yid. And in such a case, in the Shchunas Yisrael, the Taz says to be mekel. Taz is saying it can be mekel l'chatchila. What's good about this is that the Aruch HaShulchan paskins this way. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he quotes the Teres Chatos and he says, Ratzalaymer, Afa gavdin this bar derak b'dieved mutter v'mokim avel arabim b'kol makayim b'shchunas Yisrael na'igin lehet agam l'chadchila. So he's saying, he's not even arguing with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking stamazai when it's a mavel arabim. The Teres Chatos is talking in a Shchunas Yisrael, in a neighborhood with the Yiddish neighborhood, and somebody's going to see someone going into a Trefa pizza store, someone is carrying pizza, and they're going to switch it, that'll be Dafka pizza, whatever it is, that if it's somebody that's Nicker, then you can rely even Lechatchila. So, people are going to see it, they're going to say, what's going on? They're going to make a phone call. They're going to say, what's happening? So it's got to be somehow nicker, and I didn't notice, but like between, let's say, Avenue J and Avenue O, are there any Trefa pizza stores between Coney Island and Ocean Avenue? What? Oh, so there are. Okay, I didn't know you were Bucky and Trefa pizza stores. So, all right, so maybe it's... So I don't know. I don't know if somebody would question it or wouldn't question it. Certainly, if they're going around with a truck that's marked Glottmart or Jerusalem Pizza or something, and somebody gets out of the truck and goes into a Trefa pizza store and comes out with pizza, I would think that passers-by raise an eyebrow, and certainly the guy would be afraid to do it because people are going to notice. So whether you want to do lechatchila or not, but it's a tziruf. Whenever we have these shailas of two siman and one siman, and we're not clear about it, this sif, which would seem to be an important tziruf to all the things that we're talking about. The base mayor has an interesting shaila. Let's say I want to send a kosher meat sandwich to someone in the hospital. They're not letting me in. Only goyim, I give it to a guy to bring. And the goyim was chashel, I'm being machlif. So Beis Meir says, what about this idea? I take a box, I fill it up with clothing. I tell the guy, this is clothing for the patient. And underneath, I hide a sandwich. Now the guy has no yetzahara to switch the underwear to his underwear. There's no benefit. And the recipient, you can't switch it for inferior stuff because everyone knows what they have. So if you sense a box of this type of stuff and you hide the food inside, so the Beis Meir says, at least B'mokim have some Aruba, I guess Tzarech Gadol, that you can be Mekel. He calls it a Sfek Sveka. One Safik, if the guy will even discover that there's food there. And a second Safik, even if he discovers there's food there, maybe he will switch it, maybe he won't switch it. You're like, that's Fekseka. Maybe the guy will never discover there's any food. It's a clothing box. And secondly, even if he discovers it, who says he's going to switch it? It's only Cheshire for a Safik will switch it. Okay, good Fekseka, no? What? Every Fekseka has to be... has to be able to be this hapech. Say it the other way. Maybe he'll switch it, maybe he won't switch it. Even if he switches it, maybe it doesn't seem to make sense. So it sounds like a good kasha, but it's one second. But it's not really not a good kasha, I'll tell you why. The shach in Klolei Svek Sveka says something very geschmack. There's a rule, every Svek Sveka has to be mishapech. There are a couple of Svek Svekas in Hilchus Treifus that don't fit. One is the following. A farmer, he has a ruckus in the barn. He goes into the barn, and one of his animals is injured, is bleeding. So the Shulchan Aruch calls it a Svek Sveka. A Safik, if a Ze'ev or an Ari came into the barn, maybe the ruckus came because a lion or a wolf came into the barn. And even if the lion or did come into the barn, it's only treif if he did drisa, if he clawed the animal. The halacha is a wound to the flesh of an animal is never a treifus, unless it's a claw. The Gemara calls the claw gives out poison. That's the language Chazal use. It gives out poison, which some of them are tamia. Lions don't have poison, but there are those today already on masber that it is poison because the animals that are carnivorous that eat meat, they rip apart other animals, and they generally don't go to have their nails done. So there's always rotting flesh under the claws of any carnivorous animal. Any animal that eats meat that eats prey always has under its fingernails rotted flesh, which is poison, which it gets in the bloodstream is poison. So getting back to our Svek Sveka, so Shulchan Aruch says, Safik ol, Safik loyol. It's a Safik if the animal, lion or a zev, came in or didn't come in. Afilu ol, even if it did come in, Safik daras, Safik loy daras. We're not sure if it clawed this animal or not. Maybe the animal ran away and got banged up from that. So it's a Svek Sveka, so it's mutter. So the kasha on that is the same kasha, right? It's not mischalif. It's not mishapech. Right? Maybe it got clawed, maybe it didn't get clawed. Even if it got clawed, no Svek Sveka. So the Shach says, any time there's a logical, chronological order to the Svek Sveka, it doesn't have to be mishapech. The Svek Sveka has to be mishapech If you have a case, the Gemara's case, a woman was mezana, safik ba'ayinah, safik baratzin. We know if she did it willingly or not. She's also to her husband or not. Safik tachtav, safik laitav. Maybe it was before the marriage or it was after the marriage. So they're two totally separate atayrim. One is mezana, is mutter if she's an ayinah, or not tachtav. It has to be mezchalif. They're totally separate atayrim. But when you have two sveikis that have a logical order, chronology to them, so then of course that's a sveik. Did a lion come in? Didn't it come in? Even if it came in, did it claw or did it not? Did it not? The same thing is probably what the base mayor means. The base mayor says sveik. A safik, if he even realized there's food there, if it's just clothing, he has no time to switch anything. The safik, he realized there's food hidden in there. And if Philo and Tim Salimi found the food, did he switch it? Now that's a natural order. First you have to clear if he knows about it, and then you can clear if he switched it. So the base mayor is matir. It's interesting, it sounds like such a good sveika. He's only matir b'bakim hefse meruba. I guess the chadchila you should put some on him, but otherwise he is matir in a case where it's a sveika. Well, what happens when people check things in at the airport? What's the heter? You check in a suitcase, and in the suitcase you have food. So what's the heter? What? What's the mirtas? Everyone gets in trouble if he's caught. The question is, they open suitcases all the time. Oh yeah, they put it in a hole. Yeah. I once left my carry-on near the carousels. I realized right after I walked out, they didn't let me walk back. So I had to come back at night and go over to the desk. I called somebody in the airport. He said, get it tonight. If you don't get it tonight, it's gone forever. So, you know, they'll ship it back to Israel to the lost and found. So I went and I waited for it and I got it back. Everything was there except the cash. Everything else, the tefillin they left, Baruch Hashem, the cash was gone. All right, so Zayin HaKapara, what are you going to do? You know, Baruch Hashem, I don't carry $1,000 cash with me. But the cash was gone. I knew somebody inspected it, I'm sure, for they were looking for a bomb, probably. And they took it. So what's the heter then if you send things in the suitcase and they don't have time to switch it? They're very efficient workers. They never waste any time. Did you ever walk through in Ben Gurion Airport by the inspectors there? They look too busy.
Don't check in too early.
No, I mean, seriously, what's the heter? It goes through. They have to get it on the plane. But they tell me to come to the airport 3 hours before takeoff, or 2 hours. How many minutes before should I come? They'll switch it for inferior, the same incentive for inferior stuff. A switcher for something that's inferior. Right. So you wanted, that was one of the heterim, but then we said you need one sim and not two sim. If you know, then it's enough closer carter to do
sim.
Says the base mayor, you're going to go to base mayor then. What they're going to switch it with? Something inferior. They're gonna take out stuff that has Rabashkin's hefter and sell it to their frum Jew for the price of kosher meat, and they'll stick and trade for me, which is cheaper.
No. They're
just gonna take it. We had a hefter. If they're gonna just steal it, they won't switch it. So maybe that's the hefter. I mentioned to you the hefter that Rapa mentioned. That if they could steal it, why would they switch it? So maybe since they could steal it, why would they switch it? Maybe that's the heter. What? Okay, I don't know. Yes?
No. Now in the days of terrorism, once someone buys stuff once, everything's out of control. If you say the hospital always has been closed, and they put it in the scanner, they see anything metal in there.
I usually don't eat metal. If you put in a corned beef sandwich... No. I've been caught with drinks or things. They don't blacklist you. You say, I'm sorry. You say, I'm sorry. Well, you look suspicious. I don't. You know, mistakes happen. What should I do? All right. Okay. Anyway, that's the base Meir's heter. It's a geshmaka heter, a svek sveka, and I guess it goes. Okay, sifches. We move on. Sifches, number three. Halakech basa b'shocha biad echad me'amei ha'aratzais. Somebody who sends it with ordinary folk, a person from around, neman olav. He's generally a from yid. Afa pi she'ene musa b'kashus, but he's not careful when it comes to things of kashus. Yeah, people like that. People, you know, the type of people, they say, you look at the ingredients, if it looks kosher, it's good enough. So he's not really careful with kashrus. But ein chayshish in shem yachlif. Afilo ev dekechavim amaseyem nemanim bedavazeh. The Rav de Yisrael amaseyem nemanim bedavazeh. It says in the Baragayla and in the Shach, it means they were Megayer. They're Mechuyim Mitzvos Kenoshim. They're not learned. So they're not chashed. The first Shiti in the Shulchan Aruch says that they're not chashed lachlufe. In other words, the shaila of this sif is if they're not neman on kashrus, are they not neman to be machlif in yonim of kashrus? So the halach of this sif is that they're not chashed. Just because they're chashed on one thing doesn't make them chashed on the other. We had very similar in Kufya Tess of Gimel, that mutalite mishaloi lechashud lechadvar masurim. You're allowed to give your own thing to someone who's chashud, even on treifus, but he's otherwise a from yid. I mean, just not careful with treifus. Says there v'leichashina shemiyachlifenu sheina chashud al agezel. Just because he's chashud on kashrus, it doesn't mean he's chashud al agezel. Now he's not a chashud on kashrus because he's a rasha. He's chashud on kashrus because he's a einay zohir, because he's not being careful. And somebody who is meira heta for himself on in yonim of kashrus lav dafka, that is chashud on the gezel. That's the sif. That's the chiddush of this sif. And then there's the yesh mishaimer at the end. The second shita, who's the second shita? Okay, we'll see in a second. The second shita says yesh mishaimer shemu chashud lechol dvarim shein derech harabim lahakul behen. If he's makel on something that people are not makel on, afu chashud lahachlif, then it's worse. In other words, there are things that people are mayreheta. They say, I look at the ingredients, it's good enough, it's mutter. But, very good. But if he doesn't say Allah's enin makel, he just says something he's makel that people are careful about. So then that's not a good heter. But the second sheet is maskim to the first sheet. There are a lot of people like that today who are just not careful. They're not careful with Echsherim. They eat anything that's got a Hebrew lettering on it. It's unbelievable. There's a brand of vegetables out that has a Jewish name, and it says in Hebrew letters, Sarech Bedika L'Teloim. It has Andy Boy. It has a seal that says Kosher, and it says in Hebrew letters, Sarech Bedika L'Teloim. You have to check it. So people buy it, and they see, yeah, sure, and they eat it. It says, fair, Sarech Bedika L'Teloim. It's the weirdest thing in the world. But otherwise, it's kosher, so the weirdest thing. There is a hamoinam that holds that they don't believe in bugs, so they're not choshed lahachlif just because they're makel in certain things because of their amaratzis. It doesn't automatically make them a choshed lahachlif. That's the chiddush of sivches. Even the second sheet is only saying except things that everybody is careful about, that they aren't mekelim, they're makel on something that everybody's careful about. Everyone is careful about Goyisha wine. Everyone knows wine. You know, and bugs. People are not make a lot of wine. Now, bugs could be the Reisa, wine could be the Rabbanim, but it doesn't matter. It's not something that Hamayinam is Mekalim, and therefore someone who's Chashid on that is a Chashid. I want to share with you the background. I mentioned to you in the past that the Rajba wrote a Sefer Teres Habayis, on the Halachas of Yeridaya, and the Ra'ah wrote his Ha'aris, and he called them Bedek Habayis, the crack in the house. As if the Rashi were Teres Habayis, he writes the rules of the house. So the Rosh, in the sharp naming of his Ha'aris, calls it Bedek Habayis, the cracks of the house. So the Rashi wrote back, a pirish after the Ra, he was lucky enough to be alive while the Ra published it. So he writes Mishmeres Habayis. He answers, for the most part, he answers the Radak. Here, the exchange goes as follows, and I want to get to a point. The Rajba says that that someone who's chashid, the second half of this sif, someone who's chashid for something that the rabbim are makel, that the rabbim are makel, are not makel on, so he's chashid lahachlif. That's a chiddush. We said you chashid to this, that chashid to steal. So the Rajba said somebody who's chashid on something the rabbim that not make along, we have to be chayshish or switch it. So the Rosh says, I don't know what he's still talking about. What type of food are you sending? If you're sending a food that he's chashid on, so I understand, you're chashid lahachlif. If you're sending something, let's say he's make along on wine. So if you're sending wine, I understand, it's chashid lahachlif. But if you're sending something that he's not chashid on, or something he's zayir in, so why should I be chayshid that I'll switch it? So the Maman Ashok, what are you talking about? You don't understand it. So on that, in the Mishmeres Habayis, he says that for Oisai Davar, and it's something even that Rabbi Mama Kilim, so, but if he's, but something that Rabbi Mikilim by, if he's chayshid lo Oisai Davar, and he is not worried about bugs. And you send lettuce with him, so he's not chashid on gzeila. If as long as it's something that Rabbi Mekilim by, he owes himself, he's a fine person. The Amachmirin in Klal Yisrael, everyone knows the Amachmirin. I'm not a Machmir. See, it's a person that he's never going to steal, even Lo Isay Dava, the Rashba says. If he's a Mekel and Devarim Shein Rabbi Mekilim by, that shows he's a Kal, and he's chashid for gzeila too. Once he's a Kal and he's not Zoyer in general. So what the Rajba is saying is that it depends on his, his self-perception. And he says that it depends if he's considers himself a frum yid, just not a machmir, so he won't steal. If he doesn't consider himself, he's makel on things that rabbim are not makel in, so then you can't trust him. Even schashid l'ganeva. That's what the Rashba says. Here, the Sub-Sefer, the Chulin Dav Zayin, where this is found, who is very much, Chulin Dav Vav, who's very much mitzdar to understand the dispute. And I want to tell you what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes the Ra and the Rashba. If you have a Yid, if he's makel in something that many Jews are makel, all agree, why would he steal? He considers himself from. So he says bugs is a chumrah, whatever he says, and not only bugs, other things. He says you look at the ingredients, and the ingredients are fine, it's just a chumrah. Such a person considers himself a from yid, why would I think he steals? The nidain is, if he's, and otherwise he keeps Shabbos, and generally he's a from yid, but he's makel in something that rabbim ema kilim by. He's makel, my example is wine, but he's makel in some acholim, that it's unheard of that from Yidden are not Mekelin. The question is such a person Choshen on Geneva or not? Do we say, look, once he's out of the box, he's not in the club, he's doing things that Yidden don't do, so we have to be Choshen him on Ben Amlechaveri too, on stealing also. And the Ra disagrees. The Ra says he's Choshen for one Sugavera, which is food. He's not chashid for the other sug aveira, which is stealing. Why should I say he's chashid? Assuming he's generally a frum yid, he's meira heter to be mekel in something. So if it's a dava shein rabbi mekila by, this is the dispute between the Rashba and the Ra. If he's chashid on switching, which is geneva also, or not. So. Some sefer says it's l'teyava, and anytime someone does things lahachis, it's already problematic. It's interesting. Like in his brain, it's not lifteiver either. In his brain, it's not lifteiver because just the chumrah. In his mindset, he would think it's not lifteiver. It's just the chumrah. But kneva, it is. He's taking somebody else's thing without permission. I mean, he's putting somebody else in its place, but he's still taking somebody without permission. So I don't know the psychology. I'm not familiar with the psychology of people who are. Is dishonest go together with not being careful in mitzvahs? It's an old issue. Yeah. So that's the question. If he's the question, the Rassam Sefer says, if he's generally from. And he's a mummer for treifus. The teyavin. Do we say that if he's going to eat?
It's different than the person. He thinks that people generally not make away, but it seems like this is some in his mind at least.
So I don't know how to read the mind of a person who doesn't keep mitzvahs. You're saying in his mind there's some kind of heter, right. Or maybe he's just about taiva. He feels not a perfect person. Yeah, chazer. I think somebody is chazer. It's already off the charts a little. It's hard to be my reheta, but so this is the question. What you're talking about? How do you read his mind? What's going through his mind? If when he does something that from me, no, from me, and even Amaratzim don't do, whether there's a. It is. It's the same thing, except that here the question is on that taiva that he has, the taiva that which makes him eat it, is that same taiva going to make him steal it? That's what some sefer says. There's a certain taiva he has for this. He's my rehet to eat it. Now again, if Rabbi Mikilin, he's not a chashan, but Rabbi not Mikilin. So he goes, and with his specific taiva for this thing, is that taiva going to make it be machlef into? Again, mumel davar echad is not mumel davar acher. That's chomer minei, or it's a sug acher of an aveira. Generally, the answer is no. You chashev for one, you're not chashev for something else. If it's more chomer, if it's what we call sug, a different sug aveira. Eating is a big taiva, and stealing is somehow a lesser taiva. But here, the shaila is if that taiva he has for this thing, which makes him be mekel in the bein adam lamakayim, is that same taiva going to make him be mekel in the bein adam lachaveira for that thing? So that's the issue. If he just has a yetzara for shatnez, he doesn't care about shatnez, so we don't say there's a chashad lahachlif. But he has a yetzara for a certain type of whatever, for wine, is that going to make him switch to wine? That's where the dispute between the Rashba and the Ra comes into play, at least the way the Chassam Sefer explains it. This is an explanation. So we went through Vav, Zayin, Ches, which are the halachis of, again, Siv Vav was that Shechita is not a simen. Siv Zayin is the heter of, if it goes through a Maver Harabim. And Siv Ches is the idea that someone is Choshed Lechayel, and Dover the Regilim by, that people are mekalin. There are a lot of such Jews today, and whether they're choshed automatically lahachlif. So generally, we're saying they're not choshed lahachlif. I don't know. I didn't keep a track of it. It's changed, but I. Yeah. Okay, now siftes is we get to the issue of labels. Relying on labels and packaging. Here, till now, we're talking about you give it to a guy and you get it from a guy. So you started off with something you know is kosher. You gave it to a guy, you made some on him, when you get it. Here, we're talking about the guy appears at your door. You don't know where the guy got this stuff from. He appears, he's the delivery man, he comes into Moshe's supermarket. He says, I have kosher stuff for you. And he has stuff in a package. We don't know that he has any connection to anything kosher, but he comes in with a package, and the package has on it the heksher of a reliable rav or a reliable heksher. So Sif Tes says, "Basar nimsa biyadavik echavim." because of Olav Chaisim, and it has a seal, Oy Kosher, it says on a Kosher, Alpha Bisheni Edebi Kosvai Kosher. The Mechaber is saying that even if you don't know who wrote it, but it says Kosher, Meide Yadi Shusha Yisrael, you can assume it comes from a Yid. Vuhu Shalayim Mitsuya Shamay Dechavim Hayadim Lichtaif. They have to be no Goyim that know how to write Hebrew. In a place where there are no Goyim who know how to write Hebrew, and something is said to you with Hebrew lettering that indicates that it's kosher, you could assume it originated by a from Yid, and Mimela, there's no issue. You could rely that it's kosher. So here we have a kula that the packaging is kosher. Now you go to the next page, Ramah. V'chei mutaliknais givinais hachasumim kederash Yisrael chaismim, and also cheese that has a chasima on it, the way Jews sign do it. V'davka b'makim she'ein lochus shema nisharu atfusim b'yarav yekechavim v'kovoise b'gvinaisem. There's a very important line in the Ramah that this all relies on the fact that whatever heksher is there is not left in the hands of the guy. If it's left in the hands of the guy, it's a problem, and therefore, I want to talk about it. This is where the issue comes up, and I'll talk about it in a minute. Years ago, we went to Empire. They showed us there was a section with a gate with a lock, and all the emblems and the all the seals, everything that was kosher was locked in that area, and only the Mashgiach had the key. And the Mashgiach wasn't there. They had no way of pulling out the plumbers or whatever else it was, the wrapping that had the kosher symbol on it, was all under lock and key, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, the Ramah does bring Yesh Oisrim B'chol Zeh, Me'achashil Yadu Mikasvay Echosmai. If you don't know where it originated, you have those who Aser. It's not the Gea today. Today, all the Hechsherim, you can see whose Hechsher it is. And you can check. You can call whether they give a Hechsher on this particular brand. But you have it in Lahachmer. This last point is not so negaya. Many years ago, probably back in the late 70s, Rav Shimon Eider was ma'irer on a problem that existed, which since then has been rectified. The problem that existed was in store brands of anything, of lollipops or candies. Now, what if it's a store brand and not a store brand? If you have a manufacturer, he has a plant. He makes everything in the plant. You go into the plant and you supervise. The part of the job of a Rav Abasher is to take care of the labeling and the packaging, whatever it is, and make sure that not more product is made with a label than you're aware of that should be made. The thing with a store brand, they go to generic places, and they, I don't know what the practice is today, but at least in the 70s, they don't go to the same place all the time. They go, they bid out contracts. A lot of places make lollipops, and they bid it. And the place has a contract. They send them the packaging. Sometimes they don't send them. Why didn't they ship the packaging? They order the packaging from a local print shop, and they have it delivered locally. Why don't they have to ship it? And they do it that way. So he was ma'irer the fact that the hechsher is not a good hechsher, because there's a requirement that the Ramah said that it has to be dafka makim shein lach shema nishru hadefusim biyado avyekachavim. Has to be in a place where there's no chashad that the labels that say kosher were left in the hands of a guy. And for that reason, things I think were corrected at the time. He brought up this issue, and it was an issue for for a summer or summer and a winter until the things hopefully remain corrected today. Now, many people are a little unhappy about it because it's easier to make packaging. It's not a big deal today. It's not like it's fuss of once upon a time. Take a package, you send it to a printer, and you could get a new printer. You get it packaged, and there's a little bit of a question of what we're really relying on. It's one thing if you send. So you send it from the store to the house, you make a simon. It's another thing if the guy delivers to you. You know, you go on Amazon, you order something, and it comes with a packaging of a heksher. So Mehechatesi, that someone didn't just go, and especially in Amazon, who could even catch the guy, you know? You can make it wherever you want. No plant, it's just a warehouse. So there is an additional reason to be Meikel, and that is the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva, which is quoted, I saw it here in the Kaf HaChaim. He brings a list of Achrayim that quote the Be'er Sheva, that is another Umdana of Umon Loimara Umnasai. What that means to say is it depends. If you have your neighbor brings you something, so you have to be sure that the simon is a good simon, because your neighbor is he's not an uman, he's not his livelihood. Okay, but I don't think you chashed your neighbor is going to go print labels. You're afraid that a company is going to go and print labels with an unauthorized hechsher on it. So he says that uman lemarub nasei, people are very afraid, they don't want to be caught. I know people who are on Amazon are very afraid. When they get too many complaints, they get blacklisted. It's one of the main, one of the big businesses in Amazon is protecting your trade, your license to sell on Amazon from complaints. Because sometimes competitors set up people to complain, to put someone out of business. And Amazon, there's no face to it. They just send you a warning and then they knock you off. So there is a fear. If someone's going to print labels and get caught, so he's going to lose his business. So that's, I guess, another cheshbin, or maybe today a bigger cheshbin. The cheshbin that the guy has no access to the labels. It's a bit of a shvacha thing when you're talking about a big company that prints things anyway. But the leimarum nasai, so like manashach, if it's a big company, it's leimarum nasai. If it's just a guy around the corner, he's not likely to have the wherewithal to go and print it. And therefore, that's sort of an added kula. Right, so these are a few miscellaneous halachas. Next week, Sifyud is the rule of Yaitzev and Nichnis, which we all rely on all the time, and we'll get to it in Sifyud.